Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Wednesday edition of What's on Your Mind is on the air. This is the place. This is the time when you could tell us what's on your mind, ladies and gentlemen. The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, 550 K Fire, Bismarck Mandan, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo Moorhead, AM 1090 KTGO, Tioga, Williston, Watford City, Stanley, Ray, the Boom and Bakken, as well as KLTC in Dickinson. You're listening to one of those four places on the radio. You may be listening to iHeart Radio, your app. That's fabulous. Or any of our websites. God bless you. However you're listening, we appreciate this. Whatever time you're listening, we appreciate you. And all you need to do to let us know what's on your mind is pick up the telephone or weigh in on one of our social media sites. What's on Your Mind on Facebook, Scott Hennon on Facebook. You can phone us up. You can reply to a tweet. You can retweet. You can, quote a tweet. You can favorite a tweet. You can whatever you like. I like the old-fashioned way, sort of like the party line, just get on the telephone. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. As well, or email us studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. This first hour, we have time for you to tell us what's on your mind on a couple of issues in the news or anything on your mind, so have at it today. Next hour, we're going to be joined by Mark Johnsrud from Nuvera. Talk about a press conference they held at the state capitol this week with Governor Dalrymple and others to unveil some new technology that is pertaining to drill cutting recycling. The technology in this oil industry is pretty amazing. So I'm looking forward to hearing about that from Nuvera and also just Mark Johnsrud's take on the industry. He is a well-respected voice in the industry. Of course, Nuvera, formerly Power Fuels, out of Watford City, but has expanded all throughout the Bakken. So look forward to that conversation. We're brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. NorthDakotaOilCan.com is a great resource. The website is the place you find out about the industry and all the work they're doing, and also I've been reminding folks lately about some events, especially those Cook Fests coming up in the middle of July, 14th and 16th of July, Alexander and Southart, those are really great events. So put them on your calendar. Find out more at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. All right, so here's what I want to know. There are 15 names on the official list now for the new name at the University of North Dakota. And Todd, I think your pick has made the list. Todd Mitchell, Todd the Radio God.
I love that North Stars name. I love that, and it's there.
You've been rooting for the North Stars all along.
Yep.
Do you like it because you love the North Stars and you miss the North Stars ever since they bailed for Dallas?
It's a bit of that, but it's also, it fits. It's if you get any further north, you're in Canada, so it fits the school.
Yeah.
The green logo fits, it's been a green logo school for, at least since the 30s. I don't know what the flicker tails were, but as far as colors go. But, I thought it fits. I do have a soft spot for the Minnesota North Stars, but it wasn't really just that. It was that it would actually fit for this, so.
All right, I'll give you all the names here, and I want to know what you think the new name for the University of North Dakota should be. Todd's pick is the North Stars. Mine is North Dakota. And, by the way, that was one of the highest ranking names. And it's sort of, people say, well, wait a minute, it's North Dakota what? How can you just be North Dakota? Well, it has happened. It is rare. I think that in and of itself is unique. Here's my take on why I like North Dakota. You can't replace the Fighting Sioux. A tradition that goes back to the 30s. You can, but I don't think you can effectively do it, and I don't think we're ready for it. So I think by being North Dakota, that's the new name. We settle on that, and I know the merchandise people say, well, I need a logo to put it around. Well, come up with all kinds of fun symbols and logos and everything else, but build it around North Dakota. So I'm a North Dakota guy myself. And that's not a protest related to the Fighting Sioux. It's just a recognition that that in and of itself would be, in my mind, unique. But also acknowledge the fact that this is a change and a difficult one for many. Now, Carl Gehring, who is the former UND goaltender that heads the nickname committee, has specifically gone to the president of the University of North Dakota and said, what if our pick is North Dakota, or what if North Dakota's on the list? He said, well, it can be on the list. That's fine. Athletic director said the same thing. However, Carl reports that the president said he'd prefer the nickname be picked, and I understand why. He's probably wanting us to pick North Stars because at least it's a new name, and then we move on, right? So, anyway, Blaze, Calvary, Explorers, Fighting Green, Fighting Hawks, Force, Green Hawks, Nodax, North Dakota, North Stars, Pride, Rough Riders, Spirit, Sun Dogs, Thunderhawks are the 15 names that have made the final list. That list will be narrowed down to three, and then the process will go from there. Which name do you like and why? Let us know. Now, one other wrinkle in this, yesterday we learned that the president of the University of North Dakota, Bob Kelly, is retiring. This has been rumored for some time he would be retiring. Nobody knew really when, but I think it's fair to say it was sooner than some folks thought, January. My question is, should he be the one that ultimately decides what the name is, given the fact that he's leaving? So not so sure he should. And with that top job open at UND, it's also time to consider who the next president of the University of North Dakota should be. Here's a question I have. What were you going to say, Todd?
Yeah, go ahead. I got a question, but you might be asking the same one. So
should UND's next president be from North Dakota? My answer to that question is 100% jump up and down, absolutely. Some people in the audience might be quickly saying, well, you know, why not just hire the most qualified president? Well, I do.
That would be me.
Yeah, I think... we do want to hire the most qualified president, but I think we also need a president, especially at UND, and I would say this about any of our schools. Give preference to North Dakotans at a minimum. In other words, if you're scoring this, okay, we need a president that has, you know, experience, some Northside school, whatever your criteria are. Give extra points for being from North Dakota.
Well, as I said, what if it's somebody who's got North Dakota roots but, you know, has spent the last 10 years elsewhere? But certainly, let's not make this some stepping stone to something else. I mean, you got to really want this job.
I think it ought to be in North Dakota. I think UND needs some healing, and I think a North Dakotan would be well suited for that. I really do. And call it the Tom Clifford factor, who will, you know, forever be among the greatest presidents of any higher institute of higher learning in North Dakota forever. Langdon, North Dakota product. Tom Clifford, I think the next president should be from UND, I think there should be. I don't think we should apologize for that. I think we should think seriously about that. You agree or disagree with that? You let me know what you think. Let's get your take on those two issues to start. Anything else on your mind is obviously welcome as well. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Couple of questions. Of the 15 names, which do you like? And should an outgoing president be able to make the final decision on what the name is? And who do you want the next president of UND to be? And should it be in North Dakota? A lot to consider for you today. That's what's on my mind. I've told you. Now you tell me. At 800-228-0550. Casey, Killdeer, North Dakota. What's on your mind?
Hey, Scott and Tom. How are y'all doing this morning?
Swell.
I've got a couple of name submissions for you. I know it's a little late in the process, but how about the North Dakota Politically Corrects? or we could go with the North Dakota Inoffensives.
Yeah, the PCs.
Or the team formerly known as Fighting Sioux.
There you go, the team formerly known. And, you know, Casey, there was a time for a few suggestions along those lines. We've had some great ones. It is what it is now, right? It's a committee that's got it from 15. We got to get it down to three. Of this group, what do you like?
Honestly, I kind of like the Thunderhawks. That's just kind of a cool name. So. Right. And I think it's kind of a silly type process to go through. But it is what it is now.
Silly in the sense that we're even having to replace the name at all, you mean? Or
yeah.
Silly in how they're getting down from 15 to 3 or a couple zillion down to under 15?
No, I think it's silly that we even have to go through the process. But that's, I don't know, those decisions are made by people that are way above my pay grade.
Yeah, and
I guess it's their team. They can do whatever they want with it.
Well, the train has left the station. The NCAA forced it. I mean, but we waste a lot of energy. And I was there, man. I was shouting this mountaintop. I thought it was ridiculous. And I'll admit a little motivation in wanting North Dakota, for the reason that maybe at some point, somebody will somewhere in the NCAA and among. The leadership of the tribes in North Dakota come to their senses, for crying out loud. But let's deal with what we have on the plate right now. Thanks, KT. Four calls, welcome.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
Soybean farmers plan to attend one of four upcoming NDSU Extension Field Days in your area this summer to learn more about the latest in soybean research and take away important production information that you can apply to your farming operation. Join us on July 13th, 5:30 p.m. at Agronomy Seed Farm in Castleton. July 14th, 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Carrington Research Extension Center. July 15th, 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the North Central Research Extension Center in Minot, and July 16th from 8 a.m. to 12 noon at the Langdon Research Extension Center. For more information on these summer field days, contact your county extension office. The North Dakota Soybean Council looks forward to seeing you this summer at one of these field days events.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Are you having trouble collecting your royalty payments? Well, you need to be in Minot for the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Convention at the Grand Hotel June 25th and 26th. For more information, visit naro-us.org. It's a great deal, jam-packed with great resources for you as a royalty owner. The biggest names in oil and gas will be speaking. You can take the Bakken tour Thursday morning, and there's great entertainment with comedian Milo Hatzenbuehler, plus a jam-packed, informative schedule Thursday and Friday. To sign up, you can call 800-558-0557. That number again, 1-800-558-0557. Or go online to register or see a full list of events at naro-us.org. That's naro-us.org.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Has it. That color, just exactly the way you want it. Heedalls has it. Customized color. Sprayed on as easily as an ordinary spray can. Believe that? They do it. Thanks to great technology these days. Hillary Wald is the paint body and equipment manager for Heedalls. Had a great chat with Hillary the other day. And, that industry has changed amazingly. He talked about, you know, the days of spraying lacquers and enamels when he first started some 36 years ago, long since gone. Now, I mean, my favorite is, you know, they're down to now a coat and a half. There's still some folks out there that put three coats of paint on, but if you use the technology that comes from Heat-Alls, you're down to a coat and a half. They have the very latest cutting-edge technology. They have cameras, about a $10,000 camera could take a picture of a car and say, that's the color, and make the formula for you right there on the site. They have all the paints in a cabinet, mobile tech cabinet, and, you know, computer's hooked up, take a picture. Computer says, here's the paint, mix it up, there you go. Pretty amazing. Really is. That's the kind of technology they have. And Hillary Wald leads that for all of the Heat-Alls locations that work for out-of-body shops all around the upper Midwest here. It's pretty neat. I did ask him about his first car, and coincidentally got a 73 Nova with green metallic paint. So he was a paint guy way back then. How about that? He wrecked it. Actually got it in high school and had to repaint it. Because he wrecked it. So he was perfecting his skills way back then. Pretty cool. Hillary Wald, one of the many great team members at Heat-Alls. Heat-Alls has the part you need. They have the color you need, but they have great people like Hillary Wald. Stop in and say hi and tell them Scott sent you. You'll find a Heat-Alls location near you throughout North Dakota, Montana, South Dakota, Western Minnesota as well. All right, back to the phones here. Marianne is in Portal. How's things in Portal today, Marianne?
Oh, it's just buzzing away, believe me. You know, you're talking about this name of this. You're talking about the Fighting Sioux?
Yeah.
How do they even come about doing that? Because I actually came from Illinois, okay?
All right.
And if they were to change the Chicago Blackhawks, oh, I'd have a boycott. I'm sorry. You know, we have the nice little, the head of the whatever, the Blackhawk.
It's frustrating.
With the hatchet, yeah. With the colors. And, you know, it'd be a cold thing that they'd ever be able to change that.
Yeah, the NHL doesn't have that pesky NCAA. It's a collegiate thing. It's politically correctness. Yeah. It's political correctness. It's a disease.
Yeah.
And it really is a bad deal. But it is what it is now. Unfortunately,
right.
I'd love to change it. I don't know that we're
at
least today.
I think they let it go too far. They should have just stepped on it at the beginning and said, "No, we're not going to do it," and that's how it goes.
If I got out my rearview mirror, there's 100 things I would recommend to do differently.
Yeah, I would too, my only point is
we have what we have now. So
right.
If you have this great Fighting Sioux name and you've got to replace it with something else,
right.
Do you pick the Blaze, Cavalry, Explorers, Fighting Green, Fighting Hawks, Force, Green Hawks, Nodax, North Dakota, North Stars, Pride, Rough Riders, Spirit, Sundogs, or Thunderhawks? Any of those suit your fancy?
What I really liked, it was kind of one of those, it would have been the Dakota Sundogs, period. I think that's kind of cool.
You like Sundogs. All right. We'll put you down for Sundogs. There we got Thunderhawks and Sundogs on the vote now. Let's go up to Cavalier and Brenda. Hi, Brenda. What's on your mind?
Hi. First of all, and I know, like you said, it is what it is, but when it first came out and people were offended with the Fighting Sioux, so I wrote a letter and I said, you know what? They should call themselves the Fighting Americans because, you know, back when the Sioux had to fight to keep their land, we're trying to keep our land from all this terrorist crap and all this stuff going on. So I always thought that should have been an option as the Fighting Americans. But like you said, it is what it is. And I understand your point about, say, you know, calling us the North Dakotans or calling it North Dakota, because I agree with you. I know my husband he would agree totally with you in the fact, you know, it's going to be hard for anybody to not call them the Fighting Sioux, so this is just a better way to approach it.
So you like the idea of sticking with North Dakota?
Yeah, yeah. But
I think it's...
What do you think of my Fighting American thing? I thought that was a good point.
I hear you. Yeah. It would be a dripping with a little bit of irony.
I know, you know, and I'm Irish, and I am not offended by Notre Dame being called the Fighting Irish. So, you know, it's just, it's like you said, it is what it is, and it's just irritating that it has to come down to this. So.
Yeah, I could spend the entire 2 hours of this program lamenting many things of this process and how we got to this point. I just think it's wasted energy at this point. You know,
we're
going down this track, and there's nothing going to stop it. I think the closest thing to sort of... you know, finding a place in the middle is North Dakota.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
because then the, you know, in other words, if it's the Blaze, we're going to be the Blaze,
yeah.
right?
Yeah,
they're not going to
yeah,
they're going to dump the
yeah,
Blaze
yeah,
10 years
yeah.
from now for something different
yeah,
to
yeah.
go back.
And
so,
and I like the fact, like you said, Ariel, the North Dakota. It is recognizing North Dakota as North Dakota. We are a it's a great state, and we don't want to lose that identity. And that's one way to keep this identity, I think.
I'm marking you down for a North Dakota vote, Brenda. Thank you for the call. Nice to hear from Cavalier today. Deb in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Well, you were mentioning, talking about the North Dakota name, and I know this isn't on your list, but it's very close to some of the names on the list. I would say use the eagle on the North Dakota flag. North Dakotans have always used the American eagle when they have gone into war with, like, the Rough Riders and that type of thing, because we are proud of being Americans. We're one of the few state flags that does this. So.
Sure. Now, so your suggestion of some variation of the eagle is because you're not too happy with the list of 15, Deb?
Well, I would say the eagle. Just because North Dakotans are all immigrants. We're all part of we're all proud of being American.
Right. So it's
call ourselves the Screaming Eagles.
You like it better. You like it better. The Screaming Eagles. All right, Deb, thanks. We are having to deal with the 15, but I understand where what your sentiment is there. Steve, traveling I-29, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
How's it going, Scott?
Good, how are you?
Good. Couple of things quick, just to play devil's advocate with you. I'm amazed that North Dakota can even be on the list, because this whole stink started because Sioux is an Indian tribe. Well, what's Dakota?
Yep.
You know, that's the reality. And North, you know, potentially could be a negative connotation of Dakota because it's not South. And again, I'm messing with you, but that's how
yeah.
insane this has gone.
Don't give many ideas.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But my thing with, did you say Explorers is on there?
No. Yes, Explorers is on there. Yep.
And here's the thing. You know, who occupied the Red River Valley and this territory, you know, after the Indians, or, you know, in conjunction with the Indians, if the Native American tribes have decided, because they wouldn't take a vote and their elders or leaders or chairmen decided that they didn't want to be recognized by the university, then bestow the honor upon the people that came here second, and that would be the Explorer. I have no problem with that.
All right. And you could have some fun with that logo. We'll mark you down, Steve.
Okay.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Dean and Bismarck, stay on I-94. Bob and Westhope, you're on deck.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Get your tickets now for the Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch Real Country Jam, June 19th through the 21st. All ticket proceeds go to the Fallen Soldiers of North Dakota, Sawyer Brown, the Bark Crow Band, Blackbird, and many more. Weekend pass only $80 and a discount for military members. There's concessions, a beer garden, and dry camping available. The Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch Real Country Jam for Fallen Soldiers, June 19th through the 21st, 6 miles west of Medora at exit 18. For tickets, call 701-623-4200.
Father's Day's coming up. Time to treat Dad to the perfect day in the fields. Border Plains Equipment has everything he needs, from the time he heads out into the field with his Case IH cooler to the time he stores his tractor in the shed and cleans it with his Case IH pressure washer. Plus, you'll earn big rewards on qualifying radio, observation system, power equipment, and tool purchases. Hurry on in to Border Plains Equipment, Williston, Stanley, and Glasgow before June 30th and ask about this special offer. And take care of dear old Dad with a stop at Border Plains Equipment.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair.
But what can you do?
Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you sure where the state's not going to have to change its name because Dakota's an Indian tribe? Maybe they're just going to have to call them the University of North.
Yeah, we'll shorten it up a little bit, right? Let's hope not. It's on the list, and they've been vetting all of these. But, you know, I think the caller makes a point that people are going to be offended about anything. So, but... You know, we're going down this path basically because the NCAA said they didn't like fighting Sioux and came up with this convoluted process that if you get both tribes to say you can keep it, otherwise forget it and, you know, go away. So they haven't said that about North Dakota, and I'm just going to proceed down this path. 800-228-0550-J, traveling I-94, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning. I probably shouldn't say anything, but I have three kids that went to Illinois State. I live in just outside of Chicago myself, so I have to rush. Illinois State, just Bloomington Normal, is still calling themselves the Fighting Illini. So I probably shouldn't have said anything because now they're already battling the South. They want them to change it, but they're not going to, I don't think. So just kind of a funny thing. And as far as what North Dakota goes with, I kind of like Rough Riders, but I think it's leaving themselves open for some jokes down the road. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. It's actually
well, what
name.
Kind of how could you joke about Rough Rider? What would be the joke?
Well, there's some things that are used for birth control that are called Rough Riders. So, I mean, it leaves themselves open for some jokes, which is no big deal. It's far more like Teddy Roosevelt and Rough Riders. It's far more
right. I mean,
for the other one out there.
That's what I think. I think of Teddy Roosevelt. I think of the Rough Rider Award. I think of a lot of great North Dakota heritage. There with the name. Now they're also the name for the high school in Grand Forks, the Red River Rough Riders.
I've heard that. Yep. And like I said, it would be kind of a childish joke, but I'm sure people would do it. But really, the main thing, like I say, is just that Illinois is still going with Fighting Illini, and obviously the Illini is a tribe, and they're sticking with it.
Which name do you want on this list? We're going to mark you down as a Rough Rider, okay, Jay? Since that was your first
pick.
Yeah, we're just taking doing a little survey here. The Blaze, Calvary. Explorers, Fighting Green, Fighting Hawks, Force, Green Hawks, Nodaks, North Dakota, North Stars, Pride, Rough Riders, Spirit, Sundogs, and Thunderhawks are the choices, okay? and welcome your comments. Troy says North Dakota. Edward says, how about spineless for giving in to that crap? And, you know, Edward is not alone in that sentiment. But, again, I continue to sound like a broken record here, but trains left that station. So these comments are amusing, but they're not helping us much. Pam says North Dakota. George says Potomac pansies. Potomac pansies. Yeah. George didn't make the list. Todd says, I liked the Nakota because it was a line of horses bred by Indians. We can't use it. Is that the dumbest thing you've ever heard of? All right. Yeah. The Nakota breed is a strong horse that could ride over long distances without fatigue. Seems fitting. It's an animal. It's like the bison, jackrabbits, Minnesota gophers. What kind of political BS is going on in the selection process? Michelle says North Dakota. Dwayne says Rough Riders. Barry says the Undies. See, that's not helpful, Barry. It's not helpful at all. Carol says Blaze. Thank you, Carol. First vote for the Calvary from Craig. Brent and Paul say North Dakota. John says Wolfpack. Not on the list, is it? No Wolfpack. Don't know where he got that. Frank says Fighting Sioux. Sorry, Frank. Brad says North Stars. All right. There's one for Todd's camp, North Stars. Back to more of these in a moment. Right now, Bob in West Hope. Bob, you got a pick here?
Yeah, I've got a little beef going. I think it should not be called anything related to the Native Americans, Indians, whatever, you know. Nothing behind that. Being they're the ones that fought this deal to get rid of the Fighting Sioux, I think they should not be involved too much in that part of the program. You understand what I mean?
I do, but I don't take it out on the Native American community. That was a bunch of politicians on...
Well, true, but they were behind most of it, too. I'm not against them. I mean, I work with a lot of good ones. And, I mean, good Indians, really good. We climb poles beside each other.
I thought the most amazing thing about all this is that the overwhelming amount of support for the Fighting Sioux name came from the Native American community. When you know, Sports Illustrated or other people did polls, there was a poll down in North Dakota.
Yeah,
it didn't matter. You know, it didn't matter to the NCAA. But again, we're retreading old ground here. I'm 50. It's wearing me out, Bob, to fight this old ground here, for crying out loud. And I wish they'd
just left it alone. And
I do too, but they didn't.
Look at the millions of dollars they're spending on this thing.
It is what it is now.
Yeah.
And so that's why I say, you know, I think I fought longer than most to the point where people are like, shut up already. It's over. Let it go. You know, and they love to wear you down. But I, there's no turning back at this point other than, I guess, the hope that at some point in the future, if you select North Dakota as the name, that you add Fighting Sioux back to that, you know, again, in some unforeseen process down the road where, you know, the leadership of the tribe says, you know, really, we miss it. And we recognize in hindsight that we lost an opportunity here to teach people about the history of the Fighting Sioux, the heritage, and the name.
As far as I'm concerned, I think it should be like the Rough Rider.
All right. That's your backup pick.
That's
all right.
Very good. And final and leave it alone then.
All right. We got you there, Bob. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Appreciate it. Yep, you bet. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. Anything on your mind today is certainly fair game and welcome. We've spent a lot of time talking about suggestions on how to get this list of 15 down to 3 and what your pick is for the Fighting Sioux name. I also want to spend some time at some point today on the program talking about the president of the University of North Dakota, Bob Kelly, and whether he ought to have the decision of what the final name is, given the fact that he's leaving. You know, should that be a short-timer's decision? I don't know. Or do you leave it to, you know, you have a committee right now. They're gonna narrow it to 3, take some input somehow from the public, and then the president selects. I don't know. I'm asking. I'm a little bit perplexed by that. And also want to spend some time talking about what the next president of the University of North Dakota should look like. What skill sets should he or she have? And do you agree with me that it ought to be a North Dakotan? I think given the turmoil we've had in higher ed in this state, that it would help if the higher education leaders had some North Dakota roots. And again, when I say from here, just spent some time here, graduated one of the schools here, some North Dakota roots, okay? Ideally, you know, a hometown here. Tell me if I'm right or wrong. Congressman Kevin Cramer is normally here on Wednesday for the Talk Radio Town Hall. We're doing that Friday this week because of the congressional calendar. We will be joined by Mark Johnsrud of Nuvera next hour to talk about an announcement they made this week about some new technology. Stay tuned for all that coming up. Lines are full, so let me get back to it. Elaine and Mandan, what's on your mind?
Yes. I just heard a lady call, and until now I haven't paid a lot of attention to the different names, except either I like it or I don't. But she called in and said the Screaming Eagles. And boy, did that really get me. I love that name.
One problem is it's not on the list.
I know it's not on the list, but isn't there a way of getting it on the list?
I don't think so at this point.
Well, yeah, as I say, unfortunately, the deadline already.
Did they have, was that on, that must have, some version of that must have been on the
I don't think it was, but you know, you stop and think about it. The Screaming Eagles, I mean, they are rooting for the team, and it isn't anybody in particular. It's just that they are that involved in their sport. And it just really got me, like, the Screaming Eagles, that would be a good one.
Elaine, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much.
You're welcome.
And call again. John and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, the dictionary definition of a mascot is a person, animal, or thing supposed to bring good luck. So when I had children going to Bismarck High School, it really tore me apart because their idea is the demons, and I never wanted my children to be cheering for a bunch of demons, because that's, you take the definition of it, and I personally don't want the demons to be the name of Bismarck High School. You take, like, Devil's Lake, they used to call their team the Satans, which turned me upside down, too. I didn't care for that at all. And, of course, they voted to keep the name. Of course, then you've seen what happened up there at Devil's Lake. It rained, and they get the water and everything backed up, and it cost the state millions. So I'd like to see the name of Bismarck High School. Not the name of Bismarck High School, but the name of their basketball teams, etc., changed without question.
All right. How about that's one suggestion. Have you got a pick for a UND name that would meet your?
I think that I find nothing wrong with using the state, North Dakota State, whatever you want to call it. That's fine, North Dakota, if you want to call it that.
And mark the calendar for today, the 10th of June, where John and Bismarck started the effort to change the name of the demons. So we're on it, John. Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Grant in Phoenix says, I need correcting. What did I say? Grant needs correcting.
You're saying Calvary. Now, you might be right, unless you're talking about the mount where Christ was crucified. You want to get a theology lesson here. I think you mean cavalry, though.
Cavalry, I do. Yeah, and I always miss.
Okay, I'm a U.S. Army officer, cavalry, and, so that rubs us all the wrong way. When people say cavalry. We've got to understand what you're, but it's cavalry.
Yeah.
So
you're 100% right. Do you like that?
Actually, I kind of like the Rough Riders, so I like to keep cavalry in the Army, but that's okay, whatever you guys decide. I grew up in the Fargo-Moorhead area. Why can't they just call them the Sioux, or did the Sioux Nation decide not to support that? Or?
Yeah, there is actually the settlement has something related to any kind of Native American connotation, whatever, related to the it's a Sioux tribe, so they would need the approval of the two tribes of Standing Rock and Spirit Lake, and they got one, they didn't get the other, so that's the reason why a version of that can't be there. It'd be great. And I don't think fighting was ever the objection. Grant, appreciate the call. Bruce in Watford City, Harold and Bismarck. Come on.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The Bakken's best trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Brent or Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. Fords and Chevys, too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have a full-service shop with Fortex. They'll take care of all your repairs, vehicle maintenance, too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. SNS Motors, Watford City.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
I want to tell you about our product that you can use for 60 days, and if you don't like it, send it back, no obligation whatsoever. It comes with a 10-year warranty. I'm talking about MyPillow. It has helped a whole lot of folks who suffer from all kinds of ailments. Find out more about that at MyPillow.com. It's helped me just simply get a better night's sleep. And you know what? The best night's sleep in the whole world is something you can't put a price tag on. It's incredible because sleep is the most important thing to your health, and MyPillow is the most important thing for your sleep. I know. Patented interlocking fill, so it adjusts to any sleep position. It stays cool. There's no tossing and turning. Non-allergenic. And again, a 10-year warranty with a 60-night money-back guarantee. Right now, 2-for-1, 50% savings to celebrate the National Sleep Foundation designation as MyPillow being the official pillow. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028 right now. 800-506-9028, MyPillow, guaranteed.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, how did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Amberen Complete by calling 1-800-210-4432. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Amberen Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Amberen Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Amberen Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Amberen hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Amberen free. Call 1-800-210-4432. That's 1-800-210-4432. Again, 1-800-210-4432.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Hey, listen up for a moment here if you don't mind, and I will share with you a couple of facts about coal, a couple of tidbits about coal that you might not know that might help you stand up for a secure energy future. North Dakota possesses more than 1 billion short tons of recoverable reserves in its coal-producing mines. That is a secure source of domestic energy that allows us, really the entire region, North Dakota, Minnesota, to be self-sufficient rather than relying on foreign sources of energy. According to the Energy Information Agency, Minnesota utilities consumed more than 13 million short tons of coal in 2012, North Dakota consumed more than 22 million. And lignite coal is a dependable energy source, which we use in a lot of different ways. 80% of North Dakota's mined lignite coal is converted to electricity. serving more than 2 million regional customers. About 13% used to make synthetic natural gas, and that goes to about 400,000 homes and businesses throughout the eastern U.S. And about 7% of that ends up in fertilizer products. This is important in so many ways. Join the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future in standing up for coal as an all-of-the-above energy resource. Part of that, coal-based electricity has to be part of that all-of-the-above for continued affordable and reliable energy supply for families right here, businesses right here, Minnesota, North Dakota. Find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org. Let's go to Bruce in Watford City. What's on your mind today, Bruce?
Well, as you know, Scott, this has become national attention, and I just think that we could just call them the UND is one of the finest law schools, and as you know, we could do a play on words here and call them the Fighting Sioux, and we'd have to lose the Indian logo and come up with a logo that would go with it, but for all of us who have followed the Sioux our whole lives, we can still call them the Fighting Sioux, and it would be good recognition to show that attorneys can, work through things.
Humorous, Bruce, but not going to happen, you realize.
Okay, well.
It's a fine idea, and I've heard it before. I'm with you, and it's sort of that's the protest. A lot of people are saying North Dakota is the protest name. I don't think that's a protest name. That's our name. As Brian Faison, the athletic director. But this December,
well,
that's
I know
we
a
are.
Lot of good attorneys from UND, and they're at them hockey games.
I understand, but so are doctors who come from the medical school. So are, business owners who come from the business school. I mean, so I've heard that.
Well,
as well. I guess that's why.
We're going to call it the Fighting Doctors?
Yeah. There were a lot of aerospace, a lot of aerospace-related names, too. And UND is a great flight school. I mean, great school of aerospace sciences.
All right.
Yeah. And, Bruce, I know where your heart's at. I'm simply saying we got 15 names to choose from. Fighting Sioux, as in I'm going to sue you, is not on the list. So of the 15 that are on the list, if we focus our attention there, we might actually have a shot of getting somewhere. Harold and Bismarck, what's your pick?
My pick is the Fighting Eagles. I like that. I like that name.
Yeah. I wonder why Eagles didn't make the list. Probably just... not unique enough. I don't know.
Is Fighting Hawks problem, close enough?
Yeah, Fighting Hawks. Sorry, Harold. Go ahead. You talk. We'll listen.
Yeah, the problem that I got is, okay, if anybody checked the history books, the Sioux actually come from Minnesota, okay? We're North Dakotas. Okay?
Well, we said to use it in the first place.
Yeah, why do we let people push us around? Everybody, if you listen to the news, it's all prejudice no matter what. You can't open your mouth without being called prejudice or anything else. I've been around Native Americans my whole life. I got kids that are Native Americans. I argue with them. We argue back and forth. They have their opinion. I have my opinion. But, I'm a North Dakotan, and I'm proud. There was nothing wrong with the Fighting Sioux. I followed, just like the gentleman that called before that. I followed, North Dakota Fighting Sioux my whole life. But, I like the Screaming Eagles, the Fighting Eagles. I like that.
I hear you. I'm with you, and it's frustrating, but we are where we are. Doesn't mean we have to like it. David and Fargo, your take?
Yes, I was going to weigh in on this Sioux replacement name situation. In recognition of the craven cowardice displayed by those who cave on this and issue, I suggest that we submit the name the Prairie Pansies. I think that kind of well fits.
All right, and if that doesn't make the list, have you got any others on between Blaze Calvary?
No, obviously it wouldn't make the list, but that's what it ought to be. We display the same kind of courage standing up for something like that we do in fighting radical Islam and refusing to do anything about that and respond.
Any other name not acceptable? Not acceptable to you?
Not really, no. It's just disgraceful the way we've caved on that as we do on most things.
See, this with David's sentiment and that of others is one of the reasons I think North Dakota is a safe pick. It sort of bridges that gap. You know, because it is what we are. You know, it is what we are. We are North Dakota, right? Yet it's not a complete replacement. And, you know, it sort of just, I think puts, because people are not ready to let this go. I mean, the vast majority of the callers today are evidence of that. They're not ready to let it go. James in Alexandria, what's your pick?
Hi, my pick is the North Stars. And the dichotomy of that is from the last caller. He's exactly correct. I'm just there to edify or echo his response. The Sioux are from Minnesota. And so we
could play a little tit for tat and we'll steal a name from them. If you're not done, James, hang on.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
From the makers of Lock It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Lock It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at LockItPocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. LockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.